The Artica Skyshade is an RGBWW smart LED panel controlled by a CBU BK7231N chip. It can be flashed with OpenBeacon and retain all the functionality of the original firmware, including the use of the infrared remote, without the need for third-party cloud services on unboxing. The package comes with the LED panel, IR remote, and some mounting hardware. Per the original instructions, the panel should not be used with a hardware dimmer switch. Dimming can be done via software or the remote. In order to flash firmware, you will need to open the panel and connect a serial cable to various points on the chip. These instructions are based on my own success reflashing two of this device purchased late 2023 from Costco. It is possible that hardware may change in later revisions of the device. First, the device will need to open in order to access the chip. Place the device face down, light side down, so that the back screws and metal mounting plate are visible. Slide off the mounting plate by pushing it against the direction of the arrow, leftward in the case of the above image. Next, remove all screws securing the housing, including those which hold the support rails in place. Be careful not to strip anything. Also, be careful of the metal section in the lower left to which the power cables connect. This contains various electronics components and has additional cables which feed into the inside of the unit. Once you have removed the screws on either side of the metal section, you will also need to lift it out a bit and then detach the grounding screw which is attached to the power cable. With this done and all screws removed, you can place the support cables out of the way. Flip the inner housing of the unit around, being careful to support the metal section where the cables feed to the inside. On the inside, you should see the LEDs with cables running into the various sections, as well as the main data plus power cable running to the board containing the CBU chip. On the board, you will see a cable with connections labeled 3V3, GND, P24, P26, P6, P7, P8, the CBU chip, an infrared sensor with some resistors. In order to reprogram the chip, you will need to solder leads onto pins 13 PS Grand, 14 PS 3V3, 15 TX1, 16 RX1, 18 CN. Presumably, you'll be running these leads to a USB TTL UART adapter. I have read of others having some issues with insufficient current on the 3.3V connector and thus needing external power. But my own CP2102 adapter seemed sufficient in this case. Attach leads to your chip, as seen below. In my image, 13 PS Grand equals black, 14 PS 3V3 equals yellow, 15 TX1 orange, 16 RX1 blue, 18 CEN equals red. In the first picture, skip a pin from the RX connector to reach CEN. Also, please note that the TX connector would connect to the RX connection on your adapter and vice versa. I also recommend using either a breadboard where you can easily short CEN to GND or possible a button, as you will need to do this a few times during the flashing process. With this in mind, connect the leads to your TTL UART adapter so that GND black equals ground, 3V3 yellow, 3.3V. TX1 orange, RX, RX1 blue, TX, CEN initially unconnected, but easily able to short to ground. Now fire up the BK7231 Easy UART flasher. Select the following UART port, whatever COM your adapter is connected to. Chip type BK7231N. Firmware appropriate OpenBeacon firmware. I used OpenBeacon Easy UART flasher 1.17.308 at the time. You may go faster, but I find this is a good medium for compatibility and less errors. Now, assuming everything is connected correctly, try to do firmware backup, read only. This will verify you've got a connection to the chip and dump the current firmware. Once you've hit the button in the software and entered a backup file name, briefly short the CEN pin on the chip to GRND in order to put reset the device into programming mode. You should see progress details as the memory is read. Assuming that goes successfully, next use, do firmware write, no backup. This is assuming you already have A.